Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. See, God will do anything for us in order to help us to become better disciples, to become his faithful children. God will offer anything to us. And I learned this from my parents in many different ways. One, that they'll pick me up at the airport in the early hours of the night, not in the early hours, in the late hours of the night. Or they will, my mom will make me a meal if I just make a simple phone call. But the biggest thing happened almost now 14 years ago. I was announced to be a pastor for the very first time. And sitting with my parents, they relished in that fact. And wanting to be a part of it, they simply said, "Is there anything we can give you? Anything that you would like?" I looked at them and I said, "Could I have Dominic's crucifix?" Dominic is a brother of mine who passed away as a baby. They looked at me, kind of shocked that that would be the one thing I'd ask for. And they simply said, at that moment, "We don't know if we're ready to give that up yet." And I said, "I understand. No problem." I said, "Whatever you want to give me then will be just fine." So they helped me move down to Wellington, Kansas. And through the moving in of the boxes and so forth, we got everything settled, and they gave me their hugs goodbye. And the moment they left, I knew the first thing I needed to do was go say a prayer in the church. So I went in, knelt down, and I noticed on the altar this little note sticking up. And I looked over and I thought, "What is that?" And I walked over, and all of a sudden this little sticky note was resting upon this crucifix that simply said, "Remember Dominic every time you say Mass. Love, Mom and Dad." They gave me what was truly important to them. They gave me what they treasured in order that I may become a better priest, that I may learn to sacrifice. And the thing is, I tell you this story, though, because that's the way God acts. God gives us everything in order to make us faithful disciples, to make us his loving children. It is the crucifix that is God's ultimate gift to all of us, where he gives us his Son upon the cross to be able to cultivate the ground of our hearts, to fertilize it through prayer, yes, but especially through the sacraments, through the gift of the Eucharist that we receive, through the forgiveness of our sins and confession. All of these things are ways in which we are to grow and bear fruit through the help of God. For there's only one thing that he desires, and that is to make us saints. The one thing he wants more than anything else is for us, his children, to be with him in heaven. And he will do anything to make that possible, to the point of shedding his own blood upon the cross. And my brothers and sisters, then, we must understand then that we have only a limited time. We don't get all eternity to try to figure this out. We get our life to be able to show forth the love of God. And in that love, we are to bear fruit. Just like I have only a limited time to show my love for my parents, so too, as a disciple, I have only the days on earth to show forth my faithfulness. And so may we allow the Lord to cultivate the ground of our hearts and souls. May he be able to fertilize it with the gifts of his sacraments and of his grace, so that we may bear fruit, that we may show forth then our loving actions that we have to God and to one another. As we approach our Lord in the Eucharist then, may we, through the gift of God's grace, seek to be faithful disciples of all that he has given us, knowing that he gives us everything to make it to his heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.